text from the reading for today, St. Paul's letter to the Christians at Rome, chapter 10, verse 16, in which he quotes the prophet in Isaiah 52, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How beautiful are your feet? That may seem like an odd question, because beautiful and feet usually aren't two words which we use together. We may be concerned that other parts of our body are beautiful. Our hair, what's left of it, combed and brushed right. Our face is shaven, or for those of us who choose otherwise, our mustaches and beards trimmed. Our clothes fitting well and looking nice. But we don't think much about our feet, whether they're beautiful. The only time, in fact, that you or I may think about our feet is when our shoes pinch us. Yet those feet which get so dirty and sweaty are described in Scripture as beautiful. The picture of beautiful feet is an epiphany picture, because it is a picture of what it means to be a Christian in mission. Epiphany is the season of mission. For Epiphany stresses that Jesus Christ has come for all people, a true light for the Gentiles as well as the glory of his people Israel. That means that feet are a good part of the body to talk about during Epiphany, when the church year focuses on mission. Mission means sending, with the idea of someone sent out like Jesus sent out his earliest followers on foot to preach the message of salvation. You and I are called to do that too, except that often we do our own thing rather than walk on God's way. Our Lord would sometimes send us over rough, rocky, hard paths, difficult ways of sharing his new life through words and action. Often we prefer in the direction we want to go, and then our feet aren't so beautiful. We may have done it as children when we used our feet to kick at brothers and sisters when we were fighting. Now we are more sophisticated. Perhaps we use our feet to stomp away from someone with whom we disagree, and we won't even give them the chance to talk about it. Or maybe we are modern-day priests and Levites in the sense of the story of the Good Samaritan, and we use our feet to walk around, or perhaps more accurately, to drive around those who are in trouble and need our help. Yet because our Lord's feet were involved for us, we know that we can ask forgiveness for wandering off in our own direction. Jesus Christ will forgive us for sinning, and that's how he makes our feet beautiful. For 30 years he walked the land, the folk song says, and to all in need he lent his hand. Christ's feet were beautiful because he preached and showed the good news that God's kingdom had come. Then in that special week, which we call Holy, he washed the feet of his disciples to demonstrate what being a servant is all about. He allowed his own feet to be spiked with nails to a painful cross. And 3 days later, he walked on risen feet along the road to Emmaus, showing 2 of his disciples about the need for his serving and suffering so that they could be freed from sin, death, and the devil to share his love. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus Christ makes your feet and mine beautiful for mission. Through our church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we share in that mission with millions of other beautiful feet around the world. Allow me to share a little bit about some of those beautiful feet. These plastic sandals are called thongs, or zori. The Lutheran evangelists who work among the noble people around Bankuribu in the far northeastern corner of Ghana often wear sandals like these. They leave them neatly outside the doorstep of the mission office when they come together to learn, to study, to plan strategy with the missionary. Then when they leave, they put them on, going out often in pairs, much as the first disciples did. They go to bring God's message of good news to the mud brick compound homes of the Lumumba people in the dry northeast corner of Ghana, West Africa. These leather sandals are from India, made and purchased in the coastal city of Trivandrum. They remind me of the paths between rice paddies in the state of Kerala. or the dusty roads in Tamil Nadu, where monkeys sometimes play in roadside trees. And they remind me of the ministry of healing carried on by the hospitals and clinics of the India Evangelical Lutheran Church. These are beautiful feet of Christians at work helping babies to stay alive with inoculations and proper care, or treating those with leprosy and tuberculosis. Those beautiful feet walk in the mission of our God, who says in the psalm, "I am the Lord who heals you." These are American sandals, but they are like those worn by Central American catechist Reyes Mejia. He is a catechist, a teacher of the gospel, to people around the village of Sirama in the Central American Republic of El Salvador. Reyes brings the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who barely make a living by farming. Some can't even afford sandals, let alone shoes. But they are rich in the love of God for them and their Savior and ours, Jesus Christ. These are a pair of American shoes. They remind you and me that we share in this Epiphany mission. Our feet have been made beautiful by Jesus Christ. We have the good news to share of his birth by our words and actions. And because of our baptism, we are in mission wherever the Lord puts us. These are women's dress-up shoes. They happen to be my wife. They remind us that whatever we are doing, wherever we are in mission for Jesus Christ. We are witnessing to our faith. As that favorite song of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League puts it, "Do you know, O Christian, you're a sermon in shoes." One day, some of you seminarians may be missionaries in these places which I have only visited, sharing in the ministry with our partners in mission and in the gospel overseas. Most of us probably will never get there, but wherever we are, our Lord has given us beautiful feet to be on his Epiphany mission, to share his good news, the gospel of peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.